Stages in the Life of a Leader. Based on the Book of Mark. The life of a leader can be metaphorically divided into distinct stages, each marked by training, unique experiences, growth opportunities, and responsibilities. Drawing from the Gospel of Mark in the Bible, these stages can be seen as a reflection of Jesus Christ's journey, offering timeless lessons on leadership development. This essay explores four key stages in the life of a leader: preparation, building authority, being recognized by acts, and being recognized by who you are, corresponding to specific passages in the Gospel of Mark. First stage, the leader's preparation, Mark 1:1-20, ages 0-30. The first stage in a leader's life is marked by preparation, as exemplified by Jesus' early years up to the beginning of his ministry. Mark 1:1-120 details the arrival of John the Baptist and the baptism of Jesus, symbolizing the preparatory phase. During this period, a future leader should focus on listening more than speaking. It is a time to absorb knowledge, observe the world, and develop a foundational understanding of one's purpose and calling. In these formative years, just as Jesus learned and grew in wisdom and stature, Luke 2:52, a leader must invest in personal growth and spiritual development. This phase involves education, mentorship, and gaining diverse experiences that shape one's character and vision. Listening to mentors, learning from experiences, and internalizing values are crucial as they set the stage for future authority. Second stage, building authority, Mark 1:21-10:52, ages 30-50. The second stage involves establishing authority and convictions. Between the ages of 30 and 50, a leader begins to apply the lessons learned during the preparatory phase. In Mark 1:21-10:52, we see Jesus actively teaching, performing miracles, and deriding his authority over nature, illness, and spiritual realms. His actions and teachings during this period establish his credibility and authority. For a modern leader, this phase is about putting theories into practice and making strategic decisions that reflect their values and convictions. It is a time to build a reputation based on integrity, competence, and a clear vision. Leaders in this stage must demonstrate their capabilities, solve problems, and inspire trust in their followers. Establishing a track record of successes and learning from failures solidifies their authority and influence. Third stage, being recognized by acts, Mark 11:1-15:47, ages 50-60. In the third stage, a leader's deliverables become evident, and their acts speak volumes. Mark 11:1-15:47 highlights the final week of Jesus' life, including his triumphant entry into Jerusalem, his teachings, and ultimately, his crucifixion. This period underscores the impact of his ministry and the fulfillment of his mission. For leaders aged 50 to 60, this stage is characterized by a body of work that showcases their wisdom and contributions. Their actions and decisions during this time have a lasting impact, and they are often judged by the tangible results they have achieved. This phase is about consolidating achievements, mentoring the next generation, and ensuring that their work leaves a meaningful legacy. Recognition comes not just from what they say, but from the significant and lasting contributions they make. Fourth stage, being recognized by who you are, Mark 16, age 60 and beyond. The final stage is about being recognized for who you are, rather than just what you have done. Mark 16 describes the resurrection of Jesus, which signifies the culmination of his mission and the affirmation of his identity. This stage represents legacy and the enduring influence of a leader's life and character. For leaders in their 60s and beyond, this phase is about being honored for their lifelong contributions and the wisdom they impart. It is a time when their legacy becomes apparent, and they are respected not just for their accomplishments, but for the person they have become. This recognition comes from the cumulative impact of their character, experiences, and the lives they have touched. Conclusion. The stages of a leader's life: preparation, building authority, being recognized by acts, and being recognized by who you are, reflect a journey of continuous growth and impact. Based on the Gospel of Mark, these stages highlight the importance of training, knowledge, competencies, and credibility. A leader's journey is one of constant development, where each phase builds upon the previous one, leading to a legacy that endures beyond their active years. By following these stages, leaders can navigate their paths with purpose, wisdom, and a profound sense of responsibility.